Brought to you by the Ohio Society of CPAs. Your membership matters.
Hello, I'm Janice Worthington, Ohio Society CPA's career coach of choice, and today I'm here to talk to you about avoiding the landmines of a job search. What's interesting about this topic is that it doesn't only apply to job search, it also applies to performance on the job. But I'm really big right now on avoiding mistakes because this is the time when the job market is looking so much better and we have opportunities to do things that we couldn't do 5-6 years ago that many of us have waited to do. So I don't want the problem with our lack of advancement or our lack of hire or our appearing underperforming to be something we did. We can't help external situations and circumstances, but we can help what we do. So I'm here to talk about that. The first thing I want to talk about is to tell you to stop apologizing. Now, what I mean by that is this. I had an individual that changed jobs, and in between that job change, he took a year off to help his kids who were in the high school band raise money to go to England to march in a parade in front of the Queen. And that was an amazing achievement. He could afford to do it, but when it came time to go back to work, he felt he would have a problem because he didn't have to work that year. And I don't remember how many hundreds of thousands of dollars they raised for this effort, but they really did well. And he spearheaded this effort. Then he comes to me and he's sorry and he's going to apologize and he's going to have to explain it. No, he's not. That was an amazing opportunity for him. And that was something that every candidate doesn't get to do. So if you have a little lag in your employment or if you've gone off the beaten path a bit, okay, rather than apologize for it, think of a logical reason that you can give, make it honest, that is not in the form of an apology. We tend to do that far too much because we second guess ourselves and we tend to not take a look at some of the glorious things we've done as acceptable by a potential employer. So don't apologize for what you've done. Next, don't claim to be different. That kind of will bother an employer or a boss. And the reason for that is because today, as you often hear, companies want team players. So while you can be unique in what you do, there are people who will say, I'm different, I work different. They want to be individualists, and that's fine, but if you message that to an employer, you may scare them, okay? The job seeker who claims to walk to a different drummer has little else to sell, has yet to identify his strengths, and lives in a world where he mistakes different for better. Normally, claiming to be different appears to be more of a badge of honor than good sense. Employers cringe, so don't do it. Next, talk business, not job offer. What I mean by that, when you're on an interview, employers like to talk about their challenges, their situations, their problems, and they're looking for you to be the solution. So we kind of have to teach our job seekers, rather than look and ask questions and discuss, well, what will I be doing on the job and what is expected of me on the job, you're better off and you look like you fit better if you begin to discuss, well, how is business? And what do we see as our challenges in the next 5 years? And what about the competition? I understand you compete with X, Y, and Z. What do you worry about with those people and how can I help? So we tell people, talk business, not job offer. Next, don't follow the herd. What I mean by that is this. People tend to have a herd mentality, which means when they look for a job, they get their resumes done, then they go directly to Monster or to Indeed.com and they sit back and they apply for jobs. And then they wait for response. They're passive job seekers, and that is a bad idea. So what you need to do, if you really want to do something unique, okay, and to be unique in your job search, go out and determine who it is you want to work for and make sure they know that you exist, okay? Today, there are too many of us. There are too many good people. Yes, there are great jobs, but if you simply sit back and submit, point, click, sit back, point, click, sit back, nothing will happen for you. Next, get up and get out. What I mean by that is this. It's the same concept as don't simply sit, point, and click, but there are many, many networking opportunities, and they're not only for job seekers. There are business fairs, there are networks, discount networks where businesses exchange services. There are many places for you to go to fit in, to join, to contribute, to volunteer, so that you are from behind the desk out into the big world. Whether you're a job seeker or you're a professional currently working, if you ever need to conduct a job search, the further out you are, the better. So consequently, if you want to make sure that you have the best advantage and you want to avoid the landmines, the things that you're doing wrong that you didn't know you're doing wrong, keep listening. Thank you.
Brought to you by the Ohio Society of CPAs. Your membership matters.